Welcome to the Fig City News Podcast, read by a text-to-speech AI voice. Newton Theatre Company's Our Town, A Chance to Step Back and See the Bigger Picture, by Charlie Johnson. In a room where the audience sits just feet from the actors, Newton Theatre Company's winter production of the classic American play Our Town asks viewers to slow down and consider the routines and relationships that quietly shape a life. This production, playing through January 31st, is dedicated to the memory of former Newton Mayor Seti Warren, who played the role of mayor in NTC's 2013 production. Director Melissa Bernstein told Fig City News that the company chose to stage the 87-year-old play, written by Thornton Wilder, because of its long-standing relevance. Rather than leaning into nostalgia, Bernstein said this production embraces the play's meta-theatrical structure, which shifts between intimate, everyday moments and a wider perspective on human life. Bernstein said the play's use of the stage manager, played by Paige Clark Perkinson, a narrator who continually reminds audiences they are watching a story unfold, intentionally keeps viewers off balance. That sense of distance, Bernstein said, prevents the play from becoming overly sentimental, and instead encourages reflection on how individual lives fit within a much larger world. There were decades when the play wasn't done, or it was done in a very sentimental way, but the play is actually the opposite of sentimental, because the character of the stage manager makes sure that you're not too invested in these characters, because they're just a few characters of so many lives and stories that are happening every day, forever in this world, Bernstein said. Rafael Silva, who plays George Gibbs, noted that even during the production process, actors found themselves discovering new ways the story reflected their own lives. It's a meditation about life, about death, about grief, about joy, about kindness. Every single show feels like a different side of life that you get to look through, he said. Elena Toppo, who plays Emily Webb, spoke about how the play's moments often feel untethered from time. She described the story as one that exists simultaneously in the past, present, and future, allowing audiences to connect their own memories and relationships to what they see. Alex Taylor, the production's music director, also appears on stage as Sam Craig, a character who returns to his hometown after years spent away. While Taylor typically works behind the scenes, managing production operations, he also has acting experience and had been looking for an opportunity to return to the stage. This role marks his first onstage performance in several years. Taylor said he related closely to his character, Sam Craig, who appears near the end of the play after spending more than a decade away from his hometown. Like Sam, Taylor left home for years, returning only for major life moments. Originally from Iowa, he moved to the Boston area about 10 years ago, a parallel that helped ground his performance. "I was able to pull from my experience," he said. "It's weird to grow up in a place, leave that place, and then just come back for funerals and weddings." The themes of community and legacy that run through Our Town are given added meaning in this production through its dedication to the late Seti Warren, who appeared in Newton Theatre Company's 2013 staging of the play. Bernstein recalled inviting Warren, who was serving as Newton's mayor at the time, to take part in that earlier production as a cameo. She said that though he had no formal acting experience, he approached the role with seriousness and humility, determined to get it right. Bernstein remembered how Warren carefully worked on the timing of a key line of humor, knowing it had the potential to draw a laugh. "He did it and got a big laugh. It was fantastic. He was delightful on stage," she said. During the rehearsal process, Bernstein thought of that scene often. Karen Shankman, who was visiting from Chicago, approached the cast after the performance on Saturday afternoon to tell them it brought her a rare moment of calm. She described herself as someone who loves theater and someone who grew up in a small town. She said the play reminded her of the value of small towns and the everyday connections people often overlook. "It was a lovely production," Shankman said. "I can't think of a better way to spend my afternoon." This production plays through January 31st, with all performances at St. John's Episcopal Church, DeMauro Hall, 96 Otis Street, Newtonville. Seating is intimate and limited. Tickets available online. That's all for today's Fig City News Podcast. Thank you for listening. For more news and updates, visit figcitynews.com.